Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 24th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy on 23 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy, with the temperatures ranging from low 23 to high 28 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from northeast at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. And later on, we can expect clear in the evening, then overcast. Winds again from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and will drop on 63% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 91%. On Saturday 26 is full moon in Leo, which suggests party on in sacred purpose. The Leo moon is associated with fun, magnetism, creativity and celebration. Physically it rules the heart, and Leo's ruling planet is the sun, which gives Leo moon a unique flair, as it seems to represent the cosmic union of the yin yang and divine masculine feminine. And the full moon message would be that this is the great opportunity to shine bright and to stand in one's own light. Use the illuminating rays of the Leo moon to heal your hearts of all past grievances. This will create a space for greater love and sacredness to emerge in your lives. So it is not a surprise that this weekend, especially Saturday, is packed with events. The event in Svedam by Hibiscus Art Village project with Yemadas, Anna and Tiago, followed by jam session with some good food, which surely celebrate full moon in festive spirit. 7th Tibetan Festival and Pavilion of Tibetan Culture by Pavilion and Tibetan Students Association of Chennai will present glimpses of Tibetan culture for 3 nights in a row, starting on Friday with dinners and on Saturday by culture dance, concluding by Orville Children Odyssey Group of Kanchana. On Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi in Cultural Zone, we can listen to some live music in genres of pop, Latin folk, jazz by Nuria on vocal, Matt on keyboard and sax, Mishka on bass and Suresh on drums. Since the 26th of January is also the Republic Day of India, Bharat Nivas Group invites the community to gather at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, of course, at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, where they will share flag hoisting and followed by national anthem and sharing of prasad. Also at IKM school campus, at the entrance of a new creation community, students of IKM school will share, in addition to flag hoisting ceremony, which will start promptly at 8:30 a.m., a 1.5 hour cultural program, as well as an open exhibition of the many works being created by the students in their vocational training classes, such as carpentry, tailoring, clay and painting. Next Saturday, 2nd of February, Lively Up Your Earth Echo Music Festival will be going on for the full day at Solitude Farm, with lots of good music, eco stalls, children corners, games, and here with us is Agnes, volunteer on Solitude Farm, talking about it. Agnes, good morning.
Good morning.
You are really actively participating in the work for the Lively Up Your Earth coming up next weekend.
Yes.
What's going on? What's new? What is still needed? What is not needed?
I started nearly 2 weeks ago to work for it, and we had a lot of work to do. We settled now the eco stalls, so we have nearly like more than 25 eco stalls coming, which is amazing. And we will still have to set up them all, like give them a really nice shade net and everything, but it's going to be really nice. And then we'll have a really nice kid space, which we're not organizing, but partly organizing, which will be also really nice. And then we're going to have a lot of workshops. What we now doing is building everything. So we need every hand to just build the stage.
The
physical hands, because mm-hmm. now we're like a team of 3 to 4 people organizing, maybe also press and journalists and mm-hmm. like all this more not physical work. And now yesterday, someone came to build or started to build a stage, which is really nice. So you can see like mushrooms growing everywhere, like stalls and stages and entrance counter. So
how many volunteers now work on physically on the site?
We had 4 or 5 volunteers working on the farm. So they also did some work for the festival.
Included in
and
that.
Yesterday, 5 to 6 volunteers came, which was really, really good, because it was really needed to build up all the physical things. We have to build fences, we have to clean a lot of things also for the stalls, and set up everything really nicely. Yeah.
And the youth center guys are also on the spot?
They will come Up to now, we just borrowed some stuff from them because we needed some chairs for the cafe and all that stuff. But yeah, right from, let's say, the 30th on or the 29th, we have to get a lot of stuff like tables, chairs, dosa stand. Mm-hmm. We will run everything with battery and solar panels. We'll have one big battery bank. And then some small solar panels, but it's gonna be, yeah, it's the electricity is really important and a big issue. So we want to also get like prepare some candles and some really nice, more atmospheric lights. Yeah, so and some decoration is still needed, and we have to put up a lot of signs. So everyone who likes to draw,
must have nothing to do, come. Okay. The food, because that is also, you know, hanging there whole day. Because it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, yeah?
Yes.
Until
light
midnight. Midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
The food is still by Solitude Farm.
We'll have the restaurant there, run by the Solitude Farm. And we'll have a cafe there. It's cooperation with Mark's Cafe. We've got some really nice bakery items from, I think her name is Tamara.
Tamar.
Yes. And we Pancakes also would like to do some juices, a juice bar. And we still, I don't know, everyone who likes to do juices or have some experience with that are really happy welcome. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's gonna be it, I think. Yeah.
The music starts in the morning already, or
at 12:30.
12:30 by who?
The first band is Surian Trio. More I'm allowed to say, but we just want to surprise you a little bit also. We got some new acts coming in, which are not on the flyer, which is really nice. So it's going to be full of music until late night from 12:30 on.
Okay, really cool. Which are announced things? What are we going to hear out of?
It's Surian Trio, Anna Rocks, Yamadas, Shakti and Vera, Temple Rock, Emergence, Edie, DeGeneres, Electric Circus, Blues Conscience, Rahul Gopal.
Okay, some of ours, some of outside.
Yes, cool. Gonna be a really nice
mixture.
And
you said some surprises?
Yes.
Musical wise or?
Music, yeah.
So each of the bands will be on the stage about 20 minutes?
No. I mean, it's like 1 hour. 12 hours. Mm. So, yeah, every band has around 1 hour, and I think that's really nice.
What will be happening in between? Because between one band and the other one, you have to do the sound check, you have to take off the gear and put
and we'll
more
have
gear.
Some comedians coming in comedians. And some nice people doing something in between, so there will be entertainment throughout. Yeah.
What about sitting area? Because last year, as far as I remember, we were sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
And for 12 hours, it's a little bit too much.
I heard it. That's why we cooperated with the youth center.
Or something?
And we have benches and this big logs to sit on. Prepare them really nicely, and then there's this one tree in the middle, and we'll do like a really nice sitting area there, which is will be then close to the cafe.
VIP.
So yeah.
Special tickets. Oh yeah, when we're talking about this is the first time that also tickets would be on the sale. I mean, you cannot enter without the ticket, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
How is
there
that?
Is the opportunity we said we
okay
need
how
to
is that regime going on, because I know it's also Krishna also announced something for those Aurovillians who are really on a tight budget, which means they're on maintenance, how they can get a ticket.
Just contact him directly.
And he will give them a price.
Yeah, it's all written in the news and notes. Not during the day, which we can't just do it during the day. He said it's better to contact before. But he's got so many expenses because of electricity and the bands and the sound engineering. And last year he had like he nearly failed, and he was like he has to think about something else. And
Can you tell me what about the other tickets? Because I know there are different ranges.
A sliding scale, we call it.
Yeah.
And it starts for Aurovillians from 100, and for guests from 250 rupees.
And then
the description is I'm now not really sure.
I'm a friend of yours and I'm really generous. Something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I'm really generous ticket, and
it's 1,000,
I love you ticket. So you can go, yeah. It's yeah.
So I love you ticket is what, 1,000?
It's yeah, for guests. But if you like, it's just a contribution. You don't have to. Yeah. Yeah, just something funny, I mean, to think about if people are really happy to go come there.
Again, it will be a currency.
Yeah, we can. You can do. We'll have different different areas where you could also use account and Euro card, mm-hmm. but also cash. So it's gonna be a mixture. They're gonna be a bank, so you can exchange.
Are there gonna be also any puppet shows or something like that for children?
Yeah, they're gonna be
a theater play or something.
Also theater, also comedian. Then they're gonna be henna and face painting and like really different things what kids can do and like. And yeah, it's a kids area, whole kids area, so it's gonna be nicely set up.
From the eco stores, what we can expect this year?
I think really everything. From commercial stores, where they also have some talks about seed savings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be also some small stalls where they just sell their own products and organic food, and so it's going to be really different from commercial stores to non-commercial
stores.
So
there would be things we can purchase, yeah?
Yes.
There going to be any t-shirts on these fabulous design posters?
We'll have some new.
With the flying car.
Yes, we'll have some new. They're going to look really nice. I haven't seen them yet. Excuse me.
With the colors like on poster?
Yes.
That was done, I know the cow was done by a volunteer last year, the flying cow,
yeah.
Yellow and purple. This year is more
reddish.
Who designed this one?
Poster is designed by Grupa, so she used the cow from last year, and then she designed it really, really nicely with a lot of nice colors, and now the cow is in violet and orange and green and yellow and blue, and it's really nice.
A rainbow.
Yeah.
So what is still needed? Physical hands.
Physical hands, but also some, some people,
artists,
yeah, decoration, sign painting, and also volunteers during the day who would like to help out. Maybe for the ticket counter, maybe we've got like, we want to have a CD and merchandise stall to give also artists the opportunity
to promote their music.
To promote the music, to promote, to sell maybe some CDs, or just to be there after the concert for the people. So it's gonna be a lot of different places where still volunteers are needed. And
okay, the time is running out. You got a week,
yes.
A little bit more than a week,
but we feel good now because a lot of people help, and it's so nice to see. And like every day there's another issue to be solved, and we solve every day another issue, so it's really good.
Thank you, Agnes.
Yeah,
see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Amongst all those advertised events came the announcement from Savitri Bhavan with cancellation of Loretta Talk scheduled on this Saturday 26th, that due to the ill health, she will be unable to give her advertised talk Surrender. But the talk will be given on the following Saturday, 2nd of February, followed by the rest of the scheduled talks on every Saturday in February, skipping the last. On Monday, 28th, between 4 to 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are all invited to join L'Avenir and Resident Assembly Service, an interactive community workshop to develop guidelines for Oroville's built environment. This will comprise presentations on the proposals, exercises and discussions so we can discover what he thinks Oroville's future building should deliver. The output from this workshop will be used to develop the final guidelines, so if you want your voice to be heard, please come and join. On Monday, between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are invited to Anandanam Kindergarten Open House. From 30th of January, with inauguration at 5 p.m. until February 13, at Unity Pavilion International Zone, will be on display Transformation, which is a group art exhibition featuring works by Adil, Anne, Aurelio, Chantal, Chloe, Christophe, Denis, Irene, Marie-Claire, Michelle, Nell, Priya and Veronique. Toward Oneness is a two-day workshop and events on communication, exploring through the body, through the voice, through technology and through interpersonal communication, which will occur in the Unity Pavilion on Saturday and Sunday, 26 and 27. On Friday, 1st of February at 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, an International Zone visiting guest from Benin will share with the community documentary The Lost Kingdoms of West Africa, followed by question and answer session, and the evening will continue with the Yamadas playing some African music. And the mother said, "Surrender, the decision to hand over the responsibility of your life to the divine. This is done either through the mind or the emotion or the life impulse or through all of them together." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.